Santa's Moon, written by Steve Gallagher. Episode 6. Racism is invariably a tool which is used to gain political advantage by exciting the ignorant. Although it may have no truthful genetic basis, it's sometimes useful to pretend that superficial details and cultural differences are somehow signs which betray some deep and scientifically demonstrable inferiority in whatever race you want to make a scapegoat for your simple-minded followers. It is an invention of the gray men. Those little manipulators with narrow eyes and small minds. Grabbers with short reaches. They promise wonders, and because they promise with confidence, they are believed. And when the wonders don't come, there is always a reason, always some minority to blame, always some discernible difference which takes the guilt out of stupidity and spite. The WEC knew it when they built the simulacra. They cautiously installed the mechanisms of contempt in their creations. Contempt for the slimy bloodbags who presume to claim the resources of the planet for their trivial little selves. The bladders of jelly and bone, which were fit for nothing more than a joke as they burst in vacuum. Randall was no less guilty in his racial chauvinism. We may be tempted to offer him our approval simply because we suppose ourselves to be of his kind. But it would be misplaced. Randall was no more than a piece of biological engineering, bred through careful selection to be loyal to the stake. He would owe nothing to us, and we, unless we fell in line with the self-interested policies of the gray men, could expect nothing from him. The evil lay not in the divisions of race and species, but in the cruel divisiveness of the game itself. Randall played the game and was, for the moment, ahead. As Valum led the simulacra in pursuit of a crippled and defenseless shuttle, Randall and Lobo coasted back through open space in an airtight locker which was invisible amidst a shower of debris. Mitchell guided them back to the worldship as Valum followed the shuttle to the ice palace. Species pride was blinding her, taking full occupation of her mind and leaving her without judgment or reason. That flaw, which the WEC had hoped to exploit, now promised to contribute to their downfall. But the simulacra were strong, and the bloodbags were nothing. Perhaps there would be no winners. No winners at all.
I can see some activity.
What kind of activity?
Slots opening all down the sides of the worldship. There's all kinds of crowd coming out. Different shapes, different sizes.
Can't see anything on my side.
Well, don't start getting jealous.
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind what he means. How long have we got before Balaam and her fleet blast us open?
Oh, I can't tell. This is all new to me. Ask Mitchell.
I can't. He's concentrating.
It's a waste of time. The shuttle's not responding properly because of the damage we took when we blasted out of the dock. I can't set a course, and I can't even get us away from the weak attraction of the worldship.
What does that mean?
It means all we can do is circle round it, right?
I can see that much.
That's right. If Balaam scores a couple of hits and knocks us out of the reach of the gravity field, the automatics will probably take over and home in on the ice palace. But all she'd have to do is follow the shuttle down and pick it off whenever she feels like it.
What does it matter? We won't be on it.
Might be safer if we were.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Please, Lobo, we'll have to trust Randall.
Yeah, I've trusted him before. The man's a patriotic maniac.
I can't help the way I feel. But this is survival. And if you've got any better ideas, I'm willing to follow them.
What do you...
Now, look, Lobo, how many times are we going to have this conversation?
Every time you're trying to get my backside fried.
If we'd stayed, we'd have been hunted down and killed. If we stay here, we're going to be overtaken and blasted.
So your alternative is for us to sit hunched in an old clothes locker with about a teaspoonful of air each while Mitchell pushes us back towards the dock.
Mitchell says he can do it.
He said he could fly the shuttle.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's not so long ago since you were telling me how great he's supposed to be.
Pardon me for pointing it out, but that artificial planet is big. I bet you can't even see the dock from here.
It doesn't matter. I've been wired into the navigation board and the course is in my head. It'll be like walking around your own bedroom in the dark.
What if we miss?
We won't. We'll fall towards the ship whatever we do, and I'll have plenty of mass to throw away to make corrections.
How much air will they have?
What do you mean, they?
You'll be with us.
No. I'll slow you down. I'll be more frightened than I ever wish to be.
Stay in the shuttle and you'll be dead.
Probably. But at least it will be quick, and I won't see it coming. Without me, you'll have more room and more air. I'll stay and move around by the open ports to mislead them.
You make me ashamed, Morton.
Oh, don't be. It's healthy to raise your doubts.
Barry, it's ready. Not close enough to do as much damage yet.
If they score a couple of mild hits, we'll be concealed by the debris. Time to get down to the hold and pull off us.
Faster than I thought.
Don't worry, Morton. I'll stop them one way or another.
I trust you. Lobo, a word before you go.
You want me to listen?
No, just Lobo.
Get on down. I'll catch you up.
Goodbye, Morton.
Right, Mitchell. Let's go. Come on.
How do you intend to get us out?
Same as back on the world ship. Blow the emergency doors into vacuum and follow them out. I'll try to time it to coincide with a hit so they won't look for us in all the junk that comes out around us. Is this the locker you had in mind?
Yes, that's the one. We hid from you in it on the first trip out here.
I never even thought to look.
No, but you've changed since then. It was obvious when you walked into Manius's chambers.
I know. It's been like that ever since I tapped into the wet computer. I hope it doesn't wear off.
So do I, for all our sakes.
Is this the locker?
Yes, this is the one. Now, we know it's airtight because we nearly suffocated last time we were in it.
Let's go.
Is there something wrong?
No.
Something Morton told you?
I said it's nothing. Let's go.
All units, this is Valen. Stop firing on the shuttle.
What's the matter, Valen? They'll get away.
You're not close enough to hit them, you stupid jerks. They're not going anywhere we can't follow and overhaul them. When we get into range, nobody fires before me. Is that understood?
Yes, Valen. I think I can reach them, Valen. Watch.
What did I just tell you?
But I hit them square on. There's a cloud of junk pouring out of the side.
There's a pile of junk at the controls of your ship. That was the cargo hold you hit, and it's isolated from the manned areas. All you've done is nudge them out of orbit, so we'll have to follow them.
Sorry, Balaam.
You will be. I'll have your bearings. Don't you ever disobey me again.
Balaam, are you in a position to speak?
Everybody close channels for 2 minutes. I'm getting a message from the WEC.
Standing down.
Go ahead. Nobody else can hear us.
Leave the shuttle. It's no longer important.
It's important to me.
We're disappointed, Balaam.
I'm not being disloyal. It's necessary for morale.
Whose? Your own? Since when have you needed petty rewards to ensure your loyalty?
My loyalty isn't in question.
We hope not. There is more urgent business for you.
You want us to return?
No. Let the shuttle go and follow it down. Establish a ground base where it lands.
Does this mean that the operation's starting?
It does. A ground commander will be sent to join you. Are you still unwilling?
Forget that I spoke. I'll wait for the shuttle to land and then kill Randall myself.
Killing Randall means more to you than the operation.
The blood bag tricked me. You know the pride of a simulacrum.
Don't let it blind you. This stage of the affair requires delicacy and reserve.
You'll get all the delicacy and reserve I'm capable of when I've strangled the blood bag. Is it too much to ask?
Dispose of your obsession quickly. Set the fleet to follow the shuttle.
Oh, cool. Thank God for that.
We must have breathed the same air 3 times over.
I'm sorry, but we fell more slowly than I thought we would. I've never tried it before.
Well, you did fine. Where are we?
Same place as we set off. The airlock and the cargo dock.
Is there likely to be anybody on the other side of that door?
I don't know. I doubt it.
How can you be sure?
I counted the ships as we came in. As far as I could tell, all the cruisers were out.
How long before they come back?
They were following the shuttle.
Well, you mean they didn't blast it?
Not after we left. The shuttle was pushed out of its orbit and the fleet fell into formation behind it.
Then it means they're going to follow it down to the ice cap. That sounds bad.
Well, it doesn't sound so bad if they're not coming back.
At least it gives us some room to move. Now, it's up to you, Mitchell. Take us to where you tapped into the wet memory.
Well, let's get that door open first. Look out. Trouble.
Don't worry. It's only the marionettes.
Mitchell. Orders, Mitchell. Our one desire is to serve.
They seem to have latched onto you.
Ignore them. They're harmless.
Please, Mitchell.
What did you say?
Please, Mitchell. Take us with you.
Take you where?
Forget it, Randall. They don't seem to hear you.
I don't understand this.
Valium's gone. We're alone. We need you, Mitchell.
Don't be ridiculous. Your machines. You don't need anything. Get away from me.
Have some pity.
Pity? What are you talking about?
You're one of us, Mitchell. You know it.
I'm not one of you. I'm a man. Tell them.
He's a man. You could at least sound as if you believed it.
Stay with us, Mitchell. You belong with us. We're nothing without you.
Be nothing, then.
May we at least be permitted to follow?
No. Stay away from me.
At a respectful distance?
Not at any distance. Stay away from me.
Please, Mitchell.
Get your hands off. Now that's better. Now move away from the airlock door. It's clear. We can move out into the corridor.
Are they dangerous?
I can't understand it. I've never seen them like this.
Oh, I feel kind of sorry for them.
Sorry for that trash? Don't joke, Lobo. It's in bad taste.
No need to snap at me just because you feel sorry for them as well.
They're nothing to me.
Will they follow us?
Not if they're given a direct instruction against it.
I'd better do it, then. They could get in our way.
Marionettes, listen. This is a direct order.
He's taking us. He's going to take us with him.
You're not coming with me. Under no circumstance are you to follow. Is that understood? Is that understood?
We understand. Our one desire is to obey.
They can't follow us now. Come on.
What will happen to them?
Who cares?
Get used to this continuous feeling of walking up a wall.
There isn't a straight line in the whole of the ship. It's because of the gravity.
What?
Well, the weight you've got isn't due to gravity. It's your own inertia trying to push you out through the ship's walls as it spins, but the rotation also adds a Coriolis force. You tend to go sideways.
Oh, I don't feel it.
That's because of the twist in the corridor. It cancels out the forces and leaves you upright in the middle.
I've lost count of the passageways and the odd-shaped open areas we've come through. Is the whole ship like this?
It'll make a pretty unattractive sort of place to live in. No wonder the Weck are so mean.
There are only 6 levels of corridors lining the inside of the cylinder. Inside that, there's a large enclosed space, a kind of park. We have to cross it.
Will it be dangerous?
No. It's overgrown and deserted. But you may find it hard to take.
A park? Come off it, Mitchell.
See for yourself. These steps lead us up into the open.
But there's nothing living in there. I don't see that. Oh.
What's the matter, Lobo? Oh. It's only a park, after all.
Oh, I've got to sit down.
Close your eyes if it's too much to tell.
Don't worry, I have.
Doesn't it disturb you, Randall?
I've never seen anything like this. The ground slopes up and away on both sides and then further up and over and meets in an arch above.
I saw it. Don't remind me.
But the pathways and the dead trees follow it around. It isn't the roof. It's all the floor.
Of course it is. Now you can see the spiral twist in the cylinder from one end to the other. You can stand anywhere on the inner surface except at the ends. Now, if you can overcome your surprise, we have to cross to the far side.
I'll be all right if I don't look up. I'm sure I will.
The paths are still clear, but look out for moss or fungus. When the weck moved out, the ship's ecology was tipped right over. And they use it for basking. There are shutters at the cylinder ends which open to let sunlight in when the ship's near a star, and they get the luxury of radiant heat. Otherwise, they're dependent on the in-ship systems to keep them up to temperature and awake.
So when the temperature drops, they've got to hibernate, whether they like it or not.
Basically, yes. They have to get to the sleep chambers which fill the ship under our feet, or else they'd never live through the sleep. They'd use up all their fat and water reserves in the first 100 years if the ship didn't replace them.
You say you've never seen a weck?
No, and I've never much wanted to.
Look over to your left. I think that's one.
Where?
Don't be alarmed.
That's only a boulder or something.
A boulder? In here? Look closer.
He's right. It's some kind of statue.
Like a scaly lizard in a half crouch. You said they were reptilian.
That was only an impression, but I suppose under all that moss, yes, I think you're right.
Does it get us anywhere?
No, your enemy.
If we fall over one of those, we'll have a hard time mistaking it.
Are you still worried about telling them from us?
What's the situation with the icebreaker?
It looks bad. There are these big tanks of heavy oil which seem to be pumped from one side to the other to keep the icebreaker upright. One of the tanks is split right open and the oil's pouring out like cold honey.
Can we fix them?
Not a chance. We haven't got the technology for repairing a pressure vessel like that. If we had, we'd have been away long ago.
Could we do without the stabilizers, then?
Not according to the captain. There's a failsafe in the main computer which won't let the ship move without them. Nobody knows how to get round it, and if we could, we'd be asking for trouble.
What about Doc? Any sign of him?
Berg's out looking, but it's not very hopeful.
Damn that first officer. I should have made a better job of it.
No, don't say that.
Well, it's true. He's ruined our main hope of escape, and it looks like he's killed one of us as well.
One of us?
That's what I said, Cole.
Checked out the ice palace, the ship, and the ice all around it. Doc isn't anywhere, and the kid wouldn't tell us what he'd done.
Could be that you didn't ask the right questions. Bring him in here.
It's going to be rather difficult.
What do you mean?
Well, Doc was only skinny and weak, so I reckon it wouldn't have been too much trouble for the kid to push him off the loading ramp and into the water.
With only the use of one arm?
I don't see why not. That's all I used, to make it fair.
Use for what?
I sent him on after. Nobody needs that kind of trouble hanging around when they're trying to think.
But that's murder!
Why do you think they sent me here in the first place?
You can't criticize Berg. Not when you were proposing the same thing yourself.
But that was different. Killing somebody in an act of war isn't the same as murder.
One day, when we've got lots of time and somewhere warm to sit, you'll have to explain that one to me. In the meantime, why don't we do something constructive and talk about how we're going to make the ship go?
It looks like we can't.
Don't be stupid. It's standing there with its engines turning over, already set for off. You already said it runs itself.
It runs itself and it's stopping itself. There doesn't seem to be anything we can do about it.
Well, this is great. Try telling that to all those poor crumbs down in the bunk rooms getting their belongings together. They think they're going home.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Nothing? That's pretty negative talk from somebody who set himself up as the palace's biggest hope when he was dumped on the doorstep. Better start thinking, Kildoran, before that hope turns into something more nasty when they find you can't deliver.
I'm out of ideas. Some clear coffee. Isn't that what made it so attractive to you?
Nobody loves a one-shot wonder. Come up with something else.
I can't.
Leave him alone, Berg. He wants to get away as much as you do.
I don't think so. Nobody wants to get away as much as I do. Start by asking some simple questions, like what would the captain do if these stabilizer things had failed of their own accord on an ordinary ship?
I don't know.
There would have to be some way he could get help. There's got to be some backup plan for routine failures.
Well, did anybody think to ask the question?
Not until now. Let's get up to the bridge. Palmer's guarding the captain.
Has he been giving you any trouble, Palmer?
Don't say he has. Precious little help, though.
Is it necessary for me to be penned in and guarded like this? I'm not likely to try sabotaging anything. I want to get back as much as you do.
How do we know you're not going to try a suicide operation like your friend?
Suicide? What do you mean?
Never mind.
The tank's only split. It couldn't explode. He wasn't in any danger.
That's why he needed help.
They were right to send you here. You're animals. You as well.
Never mind me. Be careful what you say in front of Berg. He's a sensitive soul and he's easily offended.
Damn right.
I've been trying to get information out of this crumb. All I've learned is that he knows nothing and he can't do anything.
If that's true, it makes you the most dispensable person on the ice cap. How do you like the sound of that?
Not very much.
You still want to try and talk deals with us?
Don't get me wrong. I don't expect anything from you.
Make us grateful and you'll stay alive.
We've all seen this ship. It's rotten and it's falling apart. Half the machinery's thick with rust and the shielding's hanging off. The chances are that you'd have a major breakdown of some kind on your way to the palace or on your way back. I want to know what you'd do in a case like that.
I've been lucky. It's never happened. I've never had such a disaster that I couldn't get the ship home.
I'm not interested in that. I want to know what you do if there is a disaster. Who you call and how.
There's nobody I can call. There isn't another ship in the city that could get out here.
So what do you do?
Nothing. If it's as bad as that, I'd be dead.
You mean you'd be left out there without any kind of rescue?
Exactly that.
And what would happen to us?
There would be no more supplies. I don't know how that would affect you.
I always thought we were badly off. I'm only just finding out how badly.
Damn it, the ship's useless to us.
One of the teams has managed to plug the split in the stabilizer tank. Won't take any pressure, but at least there's no oil coming out.
Isn't there anything we can use to repair it?
Not in the ice palace. All we've got is wood, wire, cladding and yeast. And none of it's the best of its kind. You all know this.
Yes, but
What about the spaceport at the other end of the pipe network? Could there be anything there?
We could send a team over to take a look. The weather's been improving ever since we froze the instruments on the reactor.
Calling the bridge. Is Kilo in there?
I'm here.
Something's going on. Bolstone's on his way over and he looks excited about something. I think you should come down.
I'm on my way. Come on, Berg, I'm going to need you. Cone, I want you to supervise the transfer of a yeast supply across to the ship.
What about me?
Stay here for now. I'll send somebody up to relieve you.
You'd better be telling the truth.
Why should I lie?
I wouldn't know. But it seems fishy that they'd abandon you like that.
Do you think I was happy with it that way?
Why take it on?
The choice wasn't mine. Or rather, it was no choice at all. I was a captain on the city merchant fleet, transporting cargo between the city docks and the farming belt. I was caught carrying underbelly black market goods as a sideline. The ice palace run was my sentence. The alternative was to join you as an inmate.
You took the easy way, believe me.
That's not how it looks from here.
What's the matter, Bulstrode?
Don't ask me. Look at the sky.
All right, so it's a comparatively fine day. That isn't news.
Over the horizon, on the other side of the icebreaker.
He's right. There's something up there.
And it's coming this way. I saw it about 10 minutes ago. It's nothing more than a brilliant spot. It looked like a daytime star, but it's moving and getting bigger.
A comet, perhaps.
Or a manned vessel.
The city's got nothing like that. It can't be.
What about Palmer and his lights in the sky?
Everybody treated that as a joke.
Except Palmer. He still says he knows what he saw.
I don't know.
Get him down here. Ask him.
I can't. He's guarding the captain.
Then send somebody else.
Berg, you go and relieve Palmer.
No chance. I want to watch.
There you are. Argue with that. Whatever it is, it isn't stable. And it's headed straight for us.
It's going to hit the palace.
That's what I call close. It clipped the beacon mast off the top of the palace.
It's about half a mile away, right over the old spaceport. Berg, get a team and all the empty slaves you can find and follow me down.
This is more like it. Pull something out of the air for us, kid.
Let us stay back, Berg. That thing's hot.
But look at the footprints in the snow. That kid went straight inside.
Sure, but can you see any prints coming out?
It's wrecked. It's of no use to us.
We won't know that until we know where it came from and why.
Well, if you'll pardon the expression, it's one of ours. It's got the city's mark inside.
You said the city doesn't have anything like this.
I didn't think it had.
Is there anybody inside?
One man. If there's any way we can find to make use of it, we've got an injured councillor for a hostage.
This is Valum to all units. The shuttle is now on the ground.
Do you want us to follow it down?
No. Everybody is to stand off in orbit until they get the signal to land. For the moment, I'll go down alone. Is that understood?
Understood.
Willis?
Yes, Valum?
We're going down to the Ice Palace. Does the idea bother you?
Should it?
No. But if you see anybody down there and you're tempted to think of them as old friends, remember, they're blood bags. They belong to another life.
I'll remember. Don't worry about me.
That's good. And Willis?
Yeah?
If you should be tempted, remember that the ground commander is on his way. He wouldn't like you to show any sympathy.
I won't.
Hunter's Moon was written by Steve Gallagher.